We're learning a number of hakdamas, introductions, to be able to really move forward with the next few prakim in the Ayurus HaTorah, which Bez Hashem I really do intend to return to, but to try to return to in the proper way, because everything here is in the Ayurus HaTorah is so short and it's so hard that unless we get a lot of background, it's really not going to be understood at all. Even with all the background, maybe we'll get a 30% or something. But we have to work on some more, a little bit more. We were learning last from the Sefer Lahavesh, from the author of Bavoi Mishkan Evne, on the aside that Rav Kook is talking about, the aside of Klal Uprat, Uklal, when it comes to the Torah above, and Torah Lasata, and Torah below, and how the Torah above descends into the Pratim, into the details, into the Pratim. The higher the person, the greater the person, the more connected he is to that Echad, to that Nakud of Echad above. And we spoke a lot over the past few weeks on this Inyan. And the end of the piece of Lahavesh is really just a question and an answer. And I'd rather move ahead. So that the piece that we were doing last time from Lahavesh, we learned the amount that we need to learn for Inyaneinu, for our Inyan. And it goes into a kasha. And he answers the kasha. But the piece that we're going to do now, we're going to do two or three more things. But this is from the Likutei Mamarim from Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin. You know, many of you here over the years have seen pieces from Rav Tzadok. We've learned over the years. This yesod that we're learning in Rav Kook is found in many, 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 safe to say hundreds of places in the writings of the Tzaddik from Lublin. Bechlal, these two great Kahanim, Rav Tzaddik HaKohen and Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen, never met. It seems quite clear that at least towards the end of his life, that Rav Kook had seen some of the Ksavim. Rav Kook had seen some of the writings of the Kohen from Lublin. Rav Tzadok died in 1900. Rav Kook died in 1935. And although their paths never crossed in the physical world, their wires were unbelievably connected in Ruchnius. And there are so many similarities. There's so many things that they have in common. There was a mimer written by Rav Hadari called Shnei HaKohanim HaGdolim, just discussing some things that Rav Tzadok and Rav Kook share in common in their way of thinking and their way of learning. And I'm sure the Noilim HaEmes are having a great time. So we're going to learn Ois, Ches, and Tes. It was hard to decide where to begin, really. Hey, Vav, it's all leading up to this. Rav Tzadok has, in this Sefer, Likutei Mamarim, there are long pieces that are divided into Oisias. I don't know if the Kohen himself, who divided into that? No, it wasn't him. The students that divide into Oisias, but really it's part of a long piece, and it's hard to isolate and to understand properly. But we don't have time to learn. All of this is, as you see, it says Sefer Yeshua Hakdama. Rav Tzadok has unbelievable things on Sefer Yeshua, and a long Hakdama to Sefer Yeshua. And this is part of it. The Yisayit is the transition from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, and what happened. What's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, that time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the time of Yehoshua bin Nun? What happened during during that time. Because that is the key to understanding the hishtalshelus, the development of Torah Shebal Peh, the transition from Torah Shebichsav, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Torah Moshe to Torah Yehoshua, is what Rav Tzadik is working, that's the sugi that Rav Tzadik is working on in this part of Likutei Mamarim, the beginning of Likutei Mamarim. But we're just going to learn L'inyaneinu, Ches and Tes. U'bezet tovin, Mash'omu akadmoinim. There's a very famous teaching from Chazal. Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael, yesh lo achiza ba'ais mi divrei Torah. I think everybody has heard of this. That every single Jew has an achiza, has an attachment, a connection. He called nefesh mi Yisrael, yesh lo achiza ba'ais mi divrei Torah. Has a connection to a letter of the Torah. There are 600,000 oisies, which is of course not the exact cheshbon, but there are be'erach 600,000 oisies, letters in the Torah, and there are 600,000 base neshamas of Knesset Yisrael. All the other neshamas through all the generations are seifim, are outgrowths of those, and of those 600,000, the shishim ribay of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and each Jew has an achiza, is attached. His entire existence is connected to that particular ice, to that particular letter. Vamru, and Chazal say, Ayraisev Yisrael Chad, that the Torah and the Jewish people and every Jew is one. Va'amru, and they also taught the Yisrael, that the word Yisrael, as you know, is the Rosh Tevis, hasn't it? The letters of Yisrael, Yud Sin Resh Aleph Lamed, is Yesh Shishim Ribay Aisius Latayra. Kanoida. The word Yisrael is Yesh. There are six Shishim Ribay 600,000 Aisius letters Latayra. So every Jew is a Yisrael. And each Yisrael comes from one of the oases of the Torah. The Jewish people as a people are the entirety of Torah. Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Riba Oases of Torah. V'hainu, so Rav Tzadik explains, Ki Chochmas Hashem is Baruch, Hu Vaday Ein Seif. The Chochma of Hashem is certainly infinite. Chachmas Hashem is Baruch Uvadei Ein Seif. K'may Shehu Kivyochel Ein Seif. Just as Hashem is infinite, is Ein Seif, so too Hashem's Torah, Hashem's Chachma is Ein Seif. Rak Mashim is Galim Imenu Ba'ilam Hazeh. However, this world is a world that cannot contain the infinite. As we know, that's the whole dilemma of creation. This world cannot contain the infinite light of Hashem, and this world cannot contain the infinite Chachma of Hashem. It's Ein Sof. Therefore, the world can only contain rak mashem is galim imenu ba'olam hazeh kfi mashef shel olam hazeh. What's revealed in this world of the Torah of Chochmas Hashem is only according to what the world is ready to receive of Chochmas Hashem, of Hashem's Torah, of Hashem's wisdom. Kfi mashef shel olam hazeh shu bal gvul. Which is a world that's a balgvul. It has boundaries. It has a shiur. It's finite. Lizgalas by kefi gvulai. And therefore the Chachma of Hashem is Mizgala, is revealed according to the Gvulim, according to the borders and the boundaries and the limitations of high Alma of this world. Hu etzem b'riyas ha'olam hazeh. K'may she'amru. And of course, that's how the entire world was created. And the world, istaka kuchabichu baraisa ubara alma, the world that was created through the Torah, just as the light of the Torah had to be shielded and had to be held back in order to allow it to be a chachma that this world can experience, creation itself, of course, took place in that way, with tzimtzum, with constriction, with holding back. Kel Shakai, this parasha, the era. Shin Dalad Yud, that name of Shin Dalad Yud, is Chazal teach us, is Sha'amar La'ilamai Dai. The creation took place in such a way, Sha'amar La'ilamai Dai, that the light of Hashem, which is infinite, had to be constrained. And Hashem said, and that's the name Shin Dalad Yud, that He said to the world, meaning in that way of creation, Sha'am alai lamai, die, must speak, ad kan. This is the limit of what the world can receive. For etzem b'riyas ha'olam hazeh, k'may she'amru. V'kach kefi shiur zeh, and according to this shiur, and this is the connection between the 600,000 souls and the 600,000 letters, according to that shiur of what each Jew can live with in this world and can accomplish in this world, and the tafkid of each and every one of us, which is bound to that letter of the Torah, because each and every one of us was created from that letter. And the letter, by definition, is something which has a shear. A base is a base, it's not a gimel. And in that context, of that pasuk, it's that particular base of the Torah. Not another base from the Torah, it's that base. That letter. So for kach, kifi, she is an esgalas ha-Torah, shehi chachmasi isbar. L'chein omru b'breishis rabba. Therefore, Chazal say in the Medrash, noiv lois mechachma shalamala taira. The Torah really is something which has flowed down and is like the little bit of leftovers. Well, that's not a good word. There's a bigger Torah. I'm just going to say it in more words, instead of trying to find one word. There's a bigger Torah, and what we have down below is like the drippings, I guess, the drippings. Noiv lois mechachma shalamala Torah. We have, like, dripped down what we have. Shirak noiv lois mechachma ha'elyayna. These drippings from a chachma ha'elyayna, from the whole thing. Kfi mashen nigla mimena ba'olam hazeh, according to what's revealed of the Torah in this world. And that's what a Jew is also in this world, each and every one of us. We look at ourselves and we see ourselves as so small and helpless and powerless and so on. What we are is naivlois. We are also something that dripped down into this little life of Tavshin Ayin that we're here in the Chutz Laretz, in this place of Tavshin Ayin. Naivlois, like, I came into the world and you came into the world at this time and what we're doing here. But it's really something that is like the sprinkling that came down from a bigger, a much, much bigger thing. Shirak noivlis mechoch mel yoyna, kfi ma she niglu mimena ba'ilam hazeh, kach u kfi shir hazeh, hi atayr v'lo yoyzer. Kach. In this way, the Torah was received here in this world, not in its entirety, but these drippings of Torah. V'lo yoyzer, not more. V'chein lo pachas, and not less. Like Rashi brings down, Kaisaima, like on the words Kaisaima by Maimon HaSinai, not more and not less. Exactly this. Therefore, the Torah is a Torah that's filled with Shiurim. It has specific letters and specific words. And there's a specific time that it comes out, Pesach. If you make Pesach after Pesach, then it's not Pesach. So if you eat chametz, if you're just off by one day, it's no good. No, if you started your Pesach a day late, It's a serious problem. And how much matzah to eat. Shiurim amounts, if you eat less, not if you eat that amount, fine. Everything is given with hagadoras, with specific amounts, specifications, thus is thus. That's the Torah in Olam Hazeh. What we have here is only in accordance to that tiny fraction of Hashir, that a sprinkling, the drippings of the Torah de la Eila, of the Torah above. And this is called in Chazal, Noivlois Mechachma, Noivlois Chachma, the drippings. Vihine Kain, Sapsadik says, V'hine kein hanefashis miYisrael. And so it is with Yidden, with Jews, with the nefashis, with the souls of Israel, with nefashis, v'hine kein hanefashis miYisrael. Shehem gam kein kol minei chalukais chachma she'efshali motzei. The same way that the Torah here in this world contains all of the chachma that this world is capable of receiving is in the Torah. All chachma that the world is able to receive is contained in these drippings, in these sprinklings, whatever you call them, of Torah. So too, when Chazal taught that Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Riba Oisis LaTorah, it means that the same way with Nafshois Yisrael, with the souls of the Jewish people, Kol Minei Chalukas, just like you find in the Torah, different words and different letters, kol minei chalukas. Each letter of the Torah, each word, each letter, different chachma, and the Torah has all of the chachma that can be received in this world. So it is with the souls of Knesset Yisrael in this world. Hine kein hanefashis miYisrael shem gam kein kol minei chalukas chachma she'efshali matzei. Kol minei chalukas chachma. Each Nefesh Yisrael is connected to an ice of the Torah. In the Shirish, in the root, there's a big, big, big Torah. And these are now, the letters that we have, are what the world can receive, are part, they come from that Torah. So each piece, each sprinkle, has in it the whole thing, in its Shirish. It comes from the Shirish. So too. Nafshes Yisrael contain kol minei chalukah is chachma she'efshali matzei. Each yid is connected to a different piece of that puzzle of chachmas Hashem in this world. That's the meaning of each soul and each letter. Mistama heim kol achalukah supratim he'efsharim lehi matzei ulehigoles b'olam hazeh. Therefore, in the Jewish people are to be found every possible prat, every detail that's possible to be revealed of creation in this world, in Olam Hazeh. Vinehim gam kein kishia kol ha-Torah kula. Hem gam kein kishia kol ha-Torah kula. Which is the shia, which is the amount of kol ha-Torah kula, of the entire Torah. L'chein omru b'breishis rabba. And that is what the Medrash says at the beginning of Bereishis, and Rashi brings down. And Bereishis is Bishvil HaTorah. The Torah is called Bereishis. The world was created. Bereishis is Bishvil HaTorah, that's called Bereishis. And Bishvil Yisrael. And the Jewish people also called Bereishis. Bereishis Tvarasa. Yisrael and the Torah. And that's the meaning of Kuchabuch Yisrael V'Araisa Chad. That's the oneness. And that's the meaning of Bishvil Torah, and the world is called Bishvil HaTorah, and Bishvil Yisrael. Ki be'emes shnehem gam kein mamish inyin ha'olam kulay. Because he says, be'emes, both, the Torah and Nafshei Yisrael, be'emes shnehem gam kein mamish, they're mamish, this world. Meaning, the presence of the higher world as it has dripped down into this world is contained within the Torah and within a Jew. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, and it's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Mem, in Yerdei and Shin Mem, it's a din, even though the Ramah brings in the Neshek Kalim that as far as how we're knowing nowadays, there are certain changes, but Me'ikah HaDin. If you're at the bedside of a Jew, not Tafka Tzadik, a Jew, Shem HaMitzvah Sayyid, that the din is that the Tir Kriya, at the time that if you're there at his bed when he passes away, you rise Kriya, you tear Kriya, the same way you tear Kriya, if God forbid, you see a Sefer Torah being destroyed or being burned or something like that. Meaning that each and every Jew is a Bechina of Taras Hashem. It's a Din Shulchan Aruch. Rak Sheba Olam, how Rav Tzadik says, the problem is Rak Sheba'olam Hu Behelem. The problem is that in this world, we don't see this. In the world, this is Behelem. This is covered. This is concealed. V'loy Nigla Inyan Habayre Elav. And the person doesn't sense, doesn't feel, doesn't know. The Inyan of the Bayre, the Inyan of the Creator, meaning this thing that's going on, this big thing that he's really, where he comes from, that he comes from the whole thing, he doesn't know that. Just like if you would see a sprinkle from an ice cream cone, if you'd see a little sprinkle sitting, and you'd say, Reb Sprinkle, what's with you? I say, hi, sir. What do you do for a living? So what do? I'm a little ice sprinkle. What do you mean you sprinkle? He says, I have a little bit flavor of a tiny thing, a sprinkle. What's the shear of your flavor? How much could be? I have a shear of a little, whatever, how you measure such small little things. I don't know what they use for that. So that's how the sprinkle sees itself. And then after the sprinkle leaves the world, when the sprinkle's finished, then you take him and you bring him to the place where he came from, like some big chocolate, like infinite chocolate thing, that, whatever it is, a shtick chocolate that he comes from, and you say it, and you bring him back, and you take the little sprinkle, and you go put him back into the ocean of chocolate, and he's welcomed back into the arms of the chocolate, that this is who you are, you know. He says, why'd you tell me? I didn't know. I thought it was Stama Sprinkle. I didn't know that there was such a big Indian going on over here. He says, Behelim. it's much bigger rachmanis by us than by sprinkles. I mean, it's only a marshal of the sprinkles. Really, the nimshal is much worse by us than it is by sprinkles. Sprinkle at least probably has a hergish that he tastes good. Even if he's a sprinkle, we feel about ourselves that we're miserable and nobody wants us. And the Baruch Hashem has all nachas from us, and who cares about us? Not even a crumb. But the problem is, of course, Akshav Oilam Hu Behelim, in this world it's Behelim. A sprinkle doesn't know where he comes from. So if you would ask any ice of the Torah, any individual ice, any letter of the Torah, so the letter would say, what are you? He says, I'm a Gimel. So what's that? So what do you do? I'm a Gimel also. I'm just a Gimel. What do you mean? I don't know. I don't have any meaning. So you tell him that's not true. The Gimel, Gemara says, is Goimel Dalim. He says, yeah. That's why. So what does it mean? It means you're very, very generous. Gimel is a very generous letter. It has a little, it has two little feet on it, right? The Gimel? Because as the Gemara says, it's always running to help somebody. Goimel Dalim. The Dal means Dal. Dal means the poor person. The Gimel has little feet to go after the Dalit. The Dalit has that spitzel on top to look back and to be able to receive from the Gimel. The Chen Halef. Yeah, the Gimel says, I have such a thing. Yeah, you're so generous. You know, you're going to be the honoree of the Oisis night, the Malava Malka grand banquet for giving. You gave so much this year. Yeah, you're being honored. Guest of honor, the Gimel. See. I never knew that. I thought I was Stam, a funny little thing. I didn't know what I was doing in the world. It's Behelim. Le'nigla in Yinabayra, I love. V'shehi chachmasa. Le'nigla, to this Jew, he doesn't know that he's mamish and ice in the Torah. All the chachmas Hashem that has dripped into this world is contained within the souls of the Jewish people of that generation. I didn't know that. And through the Torah and Yisrael and the Jewish people, it's revealed that all that exists, all that was created and is created, comes from that big, big chocolate thing, Machshavta Yisbaruch, from Machshavas Hashem, from Chochmas Hashem, from the infinite Chachma of Hashem, into which this world did drift and sprinkle these things. Hakol Echad. We're going to read some very, very beautiful and touching things when we finish this Hagdama from some personal things that Rav Kook wrote about himself in his letters. Some very, very beautiful things of how desperately he wanted to get back to the big peace, and how frustrated he was by the world of sprinkles. How frustrated he was! It was unbearable to him to be condemned to a life of sprinkleness, whatever you want to call it. How painful it was for him to wanted to break out of that. And we'll see some things because in the Shirish, in the roof, Hakol Echad. Everything is one. Shachochmas hagnuzes ba'isiyas ha'tayra. The chochma that is concealed, that's hidden in the letters of the Torah, in the nice little gimel that has no idea of how significant it is, how important it is. Shachochmas hagnuzes ba'isiyas ha'tayra. Heim atzmam achochmas shaynes shel eschalkus anafashus miyisrael. Is the same chachma, the different chachmas, each Jew, a different letter. All of the protim of chachmas Hashem that descended into this world. Mikol hadoyers, from all of the generations. Kfi ma shehem b'machshavtei shel Hashem Yisbarach. Coming from that original place, world of machshavtei shel Hashem Yisbarach. His test for Omnam. However, a dying layotzu l'parel kulam beis matan taras. He asked, "What do you mean?" there were 600,000 Yidden Beis Neshamas that left Mitzrayim, and the Torah was given on Har Sinai. So that should be, that's it, no? So the Maaseh was done. The project is finished. So Reb Tzadik says, no. And this is where Yeshua comes in. I'm not going, obviously, into Al HaGam here. No. It wasn't finished at Moshe Rabbeinu. From the Madain, lo yotze lepoil kulam ve'ez matan Torah. Not everything was activated. Not all the sprinkles came out by matan Torah. But k'mayi shomuzal mi'evamiz, as Chazal teaches, shehemshech yitzias kulam lepoil ve'olam hu'ad bias ben David. That this is a process. It's a process. In other words, all of the Chochmas Hashem that this world can receive didn't happen in one shot, in one blast by Maamad Har Sinai. It's happening over time. And all Nafshos Yisrael, even though those were the base Neshamas, but the branches and the leaves, and the branches and the leaves of the Oasis of Torah that came down with Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sefer Torah, the 600,000 Oasis. It was not fully revealed. All the Chochmas Hashem that the world can contain was not fully revealed. It's a process over time. Shehem shechitzias kulam l'parol b'olam hu ad bias ben David. That's what the Gemara says. That there's an oitzer of neshamas. That there's a certain amount of neshamas. That a certain amount of yidden that Hashem's Baruch wants to send into the world. That have to come in order for Mashiach to come. That's the language of the Gemara. Until the neshamas, that have to come to the world are finished. Therefore, each and every person who is able to bez Hashem to get married and to have children, and with all the kaiches that they have to try to bring in children into the world, obviously each family, each matzah for their kaiches. But those who do not want to be, God forbid, Isaac and Perivivia, those who do not want to have children, Chalila, say such things. That they're keeping back Mashiach Tzakeinu. They're holding back Mashiach Tzakeinu. And that's why Chazal have very strong negative things to say about people who do not want to be Isaac and Perivivia. Each according to their own kaiches and the teva of that particular family and so on, obviously. But just for a person not to be Isaac and Perivivia, not to care about it, to leave it aside, is not something which is important in his life, means that what the chelik that you're supposed to have in drawing down the neshamas that you need to draw down, that could be held back. Then you're in some way responsible for delaying that which shouldn't be delayed any longer. Ad bias ben David, until the arrival of Mashiach Tzakeinu. Same thing with learning Torah. Each and every one of us has, kaiches to learn, unbelievable kaiches to learn. The Vilna Gaon Sfusi only said that the Malach teaches each one of us Torah in the mother, right? The Gemara says there in Nida that the Malach teaches each one of us Torah, and then so we just said, "Maybe I don't want to say that we learned the Kol HaTorah Kula." But the Gaon says that when Mashiach comes, each and every one of us is going to be tested on that Torah, whether or not we learned in our lives the Torah that we were given a taste of inside the womb. And each one is going to be tested on that Torah. Meaning that each person has certain, according to that letter of who he is, his neshama, in Torah, he has certain capabilities and kaiches to reveal sprinkles of Torah. And that doesn't mean that every single person was created to sit all day long and learn, but that whoever that person is, to try as hard as he can to be able to say over that shiur, at the end of his life, to be able to say over that shiur that he heard inside of his mother. That's the big test, to say over that shiur. So, a person who thinks, a bright, intelligent person who has a lot of time in his hands, or even has not so much time in his hands, Well, he has to work and he's doing whatever he does. He goes to his job and he works and so on. He's an elicha person. And then the limit of his Torah is that he goes to one shiur a week and he gets 4 pages from the internet for the parasha. So he has to feel pretty confident to think that that's all that he was busy with in his mom's womb. That's all the Malach was doing with him, a couple of pages on the internet. That's pretty pathetic. Just a couple of pages on the internet. Especially since everybody here was in our mother's wombs before there was internet. So that's pretty pathetic, just to be stuck in a couple of pages from somebody's website. That if you would sit and learn for a bit, you'd be able to have a much better website than the person that gave you that paper. But so it is. Each person has to take that test at the end of time. Take out a piece of paper and write down the Torah that you learned in this one. See, I don't remember. No. We'll give you back your memories. Okay. They give you back. You know, you remember everything at the end. So you get back. You can't tell, what do you want from me? I died. I'm 89 years old. I don't remember my name. Are you asking me caches from what I learned in seventh grade? No, that's okay. We'll give you back your memory. So you get back and you remember everything. You remember everything you ever learned. And now fill out the paper. And if it doesn't match up with what was going on inside the mother's womb, so that's a big din. Not more. You're not held responsible for more. But you're held responsible for less. Each person, according to his kaychus, or what he's able to accomplish in this world, to bring into the world those sprinkles that were given to him as his chaylik, that's part of his ice entire, till Mashiach, ad bias ben David, v'hainu, ki af al pi shekvar nitna Torah v'nis galus kula ba'olam, even though the Torah has already been given. All of the chachmas are hidden in the letters of the Torah, and over the years are revealed. All the protein of the chachmas Hashem that could enter into this world. That's why they find in all these codes and everything, whatever, everything is in there. Anything, all the chachmas of the world. Not just in learning, all the chachmas of the world, machshavta yisbarach, of creation. So tzaddikim, the tzaddikim that know how to take oisius and to create with a sefer yitzira, to make a golem or something. The oisius with the letters, with Torah, they're able to make golems. Ki Torah stuma nitna. The Torah was given. Satum, in a way that it's hidden, it's held back. Rakshi kalelas kula, but it has everything in it. Dugmas ha'av, this could be compared to the father. This reminds us of the first parak in Tanya that we're learning. Parak base, dugmas ha'av. Sheyesh b'moichai kol oisam tipin she'osid lahaitzi lazvia mehem nafshet nefashas rabbis. That in the father's brain there are contained those drops that are going to end up, with God's help, being the children, his future children. But in that state of it being a tipas rucha, of it being a drop, it's awesome. It's there behelim, it's hidden. Again, that cheftza, that thing doesn't have any understanding of all that's contained within it, behelim, of all that could be, doesn't know itself. And in that mitzias, all that child and all that child could be, all the genetic stuff is in that nekuda, in that tipa, in that drop. Of mikomakom lehizriya dayin, but it hasn't yet taken place, so there hasn't yet been the fertilization, conception, and so on, hasn't taken place. Elushakurlulambehelen. So everything is there in that drop, behelen, concealed. The kachatayra, Shebichsav, so it is with the 600,000 letters of the written Torah, and with each and every Jew, each and every one of us. The Kach HaTorah Shebichsav, he kalelas behelim. The Torah Shebichsav contains within it, in a hidden way, kol minei chachma, sheyesh b'chachma shel Hashem Yisbarach, sherotsu shetizgal lebrum. Every single prat, every tiny detail of chachma, every tiny detail of chachma that would ever, ever, ever become known in this world, it's all from the infinite mind of Hashem, and it's all according to the amount of Torah, of light, that could be received in this world, and over the years, through the filtering of the years and time and the centuries, allowing in. Like what we spoke about a few weeks ago, like why couldn't they have an iPad 2,000 years ago? Like they weren't as smart as us. They weren't as smart as us 2,000. We're smarter now than they were 2,000 years ago. How come nobody had an iPod back then? Nobody had a computer. Why is it that just a few years ago, when I was in high school, in those days, that a computer took up a room like any computer took up a room like this, and now they could do that on the head of a needle or something, a pin, but it used to be a whole room. Naivleis chachma. All of that was in the Oisiyas of Maimon HaSinai, which were in the Oisiyas of the 10 Ma'amaras, the 10 utterances of creation. The 10 utterances of creation that would become the Aseres HaDibros, which contain all of the Oisiyas of the Torah HaKadoshah. K'mo Yishar Muzal B'tanis. Leik Emidu D'lai Remizu B'Raisa. The Gemara says there isn't anything that's not hinted at in the Torah. And hinted at doesn't mean like some cute little, you know, idea, hint. It means everything is there. So in the Tzaddikim, we see that one of the Chachmas that Hashem allowed to be revealed at the end of time, when there's such a weakness in the world and there needs to be something to help, is the inyan of all this, the whole inyan with the Isis, with the codes and so on of the Torah. Again, it wasn't that we're smarter, that we're not smarter now, because they have computers now, they could find different patterns. Rav Weissmandel, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, was doing things like that on his own, without any computers. It's not that. It's that the darkness that has the panim before Mashiach is so unbelievably heavy, that the Giluyim of Chachma that began, according to the English calendar, around that time of 1850, which according to the Cheshbon of Chazal, was when the floodgates of Chachma El Yoyna opened up and allowed into this world a tremendous amount. A sudden flood of sprinkles came in, and the neshamas of this last generation, of these last generations that we see things being discovered and uncovered at a rate, at a pace that's a million, billion times faster than it was for thousands of years. Everything was dragging around for so long that they made a wheel, and then it took such a long time from them until you have a car. Like from the time that they first started rolling things around until they had a car, like it was a long haul. Like until finally they had a car, it was like. And now you see how things go. That they make one thing, and then the next year, like it's ain't a dime to the thing from last year that. Everything is in such a short amount of time. How it's going at such a speed that I'm not able to keep up and to understand how it works and all these things. But that Chachma was allowed into all Chachmas Hashem, it's all Torah Hashem. Same thing when it comes to Giluyim and Torah and Yiddishkeit and Svarim HaKadoshim, all the Gra and the Talmidei HaGra and the Baal Shem, Talmidei Baal Shem. And the Rashash and the Chochmah of Kabbalah and so on, and the Ramchal, and all of these things that for a long time were going very, very, very slowly, and then the Giluyim, that even little, tiny, tiny little sprinkles like us can learn from Tzadik HaKaryim. Any of our grandparents would have, none of our grandparents sat on a Friday morning doing this, you understand? unless you had a grandfather that was Barb Tzadik, you know. But wasn't like this wasn't the regular curriculum of just a couple of nice Jews that are trying to be Shomer Shabbos, getting together on a Friday morning. This is not part of the curriculum. So this wasn't it. Rambam Bava Kamet Tzadik Beis Menaha Milsa Damrin Inshu. And we find it in place in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Menaha Milsa Dader, that, you know, the things that the Gemara talks about, sayings that people have. Common sayings. Menaha Milsa Damrin Inshu. They're things that people say. Christ, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. They're things that people say. Rav David Kohn Zal Gezun Zayin from Flatbush. Rav David Kohn has very interesting kuntros in one of his svarim. He has a lot of very interesting svarim. In one of his svarim, he has a whole thing on sayings, expressions in English and in Yiddish, different expressions that stam in the world people say, and Reb David shows how it all comes from Chazal, different things in Chazal and different things in Tanakh, things that like stam people talk, they say sayings, expressions. The Gemara says these things. Menaha Milsa D'Amri Inshu. Where is this that people say this lashon? Where does it come from? A pasuk, this, that. Shekol min chachma da amri inshi. That means that every type of chachma that people are saying, whatever chachma there is in the world, down to the smallest little chachma, stamah, what people say, the little things that people say. Certainly, Allah has come of a kama, the big chachmas, but even the little chachma, even those things. Shekol min chachma da amri inshi, rak shu chachma amitis usfas emes, as long as it's a chachma amitis, not Sheker, God forbid, the sheker, there was plenty of sheker. But chokhma amitis, something which is true, it's true. Usfas emes, it's true. He removes the b'tayr hakol. It's all ramas b'tayr. It's all ramas b'tayr. It's all in the tayr. Aval hakol b'remes v'helem. That everything's in a state of remez, helem. Like that sprinkle, like that drop. Remez and helem. All coated in. Like, achakach, behem shech adayres. So, the Torah was given high Sinai. Achakach, behem shech adayres. All the 600,000 neshamas of the generations and the roots and the branches. And the branches of the branches and the leaves and so on. Behem shech adayres. He yaitzala or all the chokhmas Hashem of the Torah that could be allowed into this world gradually is yaitzala or. Even when a sefer is published, who else has such a language, such a beautiful lotion? When you say that, when there's a sefer that comes out, what do we say? Yatza la or. Isn't it beautiful? When a sefer is published, the way that we call that in Hebrew, they'll even the secular people say that too in Eretz Yisrael. Yatza la or. It means that when a book is published, it's called Yaitze L'Or. The light has come out. Such a beautiful Minoha Mil Sadamri Inshi Yaitze L'Or. Where does it come from? Vayam L'Kim Yihor. And then when the book is published, by Yihor. The Baruch Shalom said that you should get married and have children. By Yihor. And there was light. That child. Yaitzala'or comes out. It means it's there. But now we can see it. Yaitzala'or comes out into the light. It was there. Now it's Yaitzala'or. When the Netziv made that whole big party, because when he put out the hammock, Shaila his sefer on the shilters, he made a party because he wasn't learning when he was a kid, and he heard his parents talking about what's going to be with him. So he got sabroch and he went and he learned and he made a big party. We put out the shilters. So he saw that in Shemayim that if he wouldn't have put out the shilters that he was holding back, there was an ur, the Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin from Volozhin. There was a light of that neshama that was supposed to come out. And he said he would have been an honest Elich, a business person, because he was an honest person. And he would have been knocking the nails into the boots. And he would have made them in an honest way. But there wouldn't have been a Hamik Sha'ila. A
Or like I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, who heard from Rabbi Yeruchim, who was there when Rabbi Yeruchim said, I remember the way that Rabbi David said it to us, it was a pachin. So I could only, how could it have been when Rabbi Yeruchim said it? Because Rabbi David heard it by Rabbi Yeruchim. When Rabbi Yeruchim started to, that they're all sitting there, who was the biggest, few, all the big Rosh Hashivas, the future Rosh Hashivas, the ones who survived the war, were there in that room, Rabbi Yeruchim. And Yeruchim said to everybody to turn around and to look out the window. I told these many times. And they didn't know what was going on. They were sitting there and they turned around. And Yeruchim says, who was over there? And he asked one of the guys who was over there. And the guy, the Talmud says, I don't know. He says, who's over there? He says, Rebellia, you know, the butcher. And he says, name, no. And he asked another boy, who's that over there? So he looks out the window and he says, oh, that's Rivka, the wife of Moshe. This. No. They know what Rabbi Yochum's talking about. Finally, Rabbi Yochum started to scream, there's a lebedige beis hakvaris. When I look out the window, I see a living cemetery of people. Their Moshe, that Moshe was supposed to be Moshe, who's going to put out this sefer on whatever, you know, Shas and Shuvas. And that Rivka was going to build a thing for Gemilas Chasadim that would give to all this and to do that. And a Lebedig Beis, he says, I see a cemetery, a living cemetery. That's what he said. I remember Rav David told it to us. A Lebedig Beis HaKvaros. Of what wasn't Mizgala, of what was not Yaitse La'or, of the light that a Jew has in him, that he's not moitzi la'or, that he doesn't bring out. It says, noch ha-gilgul, noch ha-gilgul. Don't you feel tired? Sometimes I feel very tired. Noch ha-gilgul. Not just tired from this past zman or this past lifetime, but many lifetimes, noch ha-gilgul. Gacharka, behemshach ador, is yoitzi la'or. Ayyidei chachmei dor v'dor v'dor shof through the chachamim of each generation. Va'al yidei kol ha'nefoshes protius and all the protius dikki in the nefoshes. This Moshe, that barrel, that yankel. Asher kol echad mechadish dvar chochme. Each Jew is mechadish dvar chochme. Dvar chochme of what? Of the Baruch Shalom's big chochme in this world. Asher eleha huchen befrat. His letter that Hashem created him to take out the light, to reveal the light of that letter. All of that is called the oral law, the Torah of the generations. Shuma shechivshu soifrim v'noivim min libois bnei Yisrael, that comes from the depths of the hearts of the Jewish people through the generations. Umash Talmud Vosik us l'chadish, that any person who learns Torah now. It was already said by Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. What do you mean it was already said by Moshe Rabbeinu? It was in the code, it was in the drop, it was in the sprinkle. It was in Maimon HaSinai, but it was all hidden in those letters. And B'moitzi La'or, the Chochma, that Chochma. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu could say. He didn't understand the Shia like we spoke about, huh? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Kiva's Shia, what's that? And then Hashem says, Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. Oh, it's Halach L'Moshe. And Rabbi Kiva says, Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. So then Moshe Rabbeinu felt good. Oh, that's Halach, that's me. It's Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. Ramuzal prepared Kama the Brachas of Megillah B'Yushalmi, Shenigla HaKol Moshe Rabbeinu Olashom. So it says, Chazal say, in the Gemara, that everything was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hainu, Kamesh Niglu Kol HaNefashos Adam Rishon V'Inyonim. Just like all the souls, Hashem showed Adam Rishon all that could come from him. He didn't know them. They were in him. But it was Behelim. It was hidden in him. Adam Rishon had all of that. The Fishu Ahaya Koilulam. He was Koilulam. It was in that Echad of Adam Rishon. And then it was Mizgala, then Chava comes, and then from that, all the Darius and so on. Shehoya Aviyam, because he's their father, Adam Rishon is the father of all the future Nefashos. It means all future mankind was in the drops inside Adam Rishon's brain. Whatever that means. And that's the meaning of this, of the book of Adam Rishon. That's the meaning of the book of Adam Rishon. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu Olashalom She'elav Nugel Kol Talumas HaTorah Shebichsav. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the secrets of Torah Shebichsav. Because he knew the potential that was contained in all of the letters. V'nikras al Shmai Torah Moshe. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. Al Korchach Shenav Shehoisa Kelelis Kol Chochmas Atarish Bechsav. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah's Moshe. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu had all 600,000 letters in him. He was Adon HaNeviim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Umimela Hayakoyla Gamkein Lekol Chochmas Torah Shema Peh. That doesn't mean he knew every single thing that later on Reb Chaim Brisker was going to say. But it was all nichlal in the moyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the mitzias of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheharei hakol noveya mimenu uremuza boy. Everything flowed out of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore everything is hinted in him. And that's why we find in the Gemara that when a Talmud Chacham, when an Amora would say something very good in learning, the other one would say, Moshe Shapik, oh, Moshe said a good thing. And not only that, the Goyim in Europe used to call every single Jew what? Mashka. Every Jew was Mashka. It's an amazing thing. Not Avramel, not Yankel. Every guy in Europe would call a Jew that he didn't know, he called him Mashka. Mashka. There's no greater compliment. Every Jew is called Mashka. Every Jew, a peasant, a poyer, in his head, sprinkle should be sprinkle should be sprinkle. He understood that every Jew is a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew is a Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you ever hear this? Well, maybe it was only from my father's family or my mother's family. So it could be it comes from Hungarian Jews with a lot of funny things that they had. So it came from that world. But you know when you open up, you ever open up a peanut? Inside every peanut there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Open up a peanut. Huh? Yeah. But if you have if it was a clean break, mm-hmm. then you see a little Moshe, that's the head. They say by Yidden, that my father said that we used to say that in the home. That inside every nut, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. that you see this Jew, you think he's a nobody. If you open him up inside, you see at the top where it was connected. I don't know why the nuts are like that, but you open up, there's like a little guy with a beard. In the top, there's a little Moshe Rabbeinu. So even Kol Misal Da Amri Inshi, why did you didn't say such a thing? That there's a Moshe Rabbeinu? So my father said, you should know that inside every nut that you're dealing with, there's a little Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to deal with in life, you know, that every person has with his, if it's a Yid, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Shapik Karmas, inside each one, there's a little Moshke inside each nut. And, we'll continue that next Erev Shabbos with the following Erev Shabbos.